The House of Representatives gathered at Health and Human Services on Wednesday to discuss Senate Bill 132, which would have raised the alcohol limit from 3.2% up to 4.8%. But when it went through the House of Representatives, it was rejected. After the rejection, Representative Brad Dodd proposed a substitute bill that would create a beer availability task force, allowing a study on the issue of public safety, teen alcohol consumption, and DUIs.
All in favor of passing out first substitute Senate Bill 132, beer amendments, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, if any. Okay, it passes out unanimously.
But Senator Stevenson believes that if the limit was raised, there would be little to no change.
If you're a responsible drinker at 3.2, you'll be responsible at 4.8.
Utah has always been known for some of the strictest alcohol laws. The state leads the rest of the country with one of the lowest limits for alcohol by volume percentage. Because of this, the state has been seeing more and more labels being canceled, and Senator Stevenson worries that as time goes on, even with the new task force, it would be nearly impossible to buy any alcohol from grocery and convenience stores.
They'll eventually just say, you know what, these are the brands that we sell, match that to our market. And so then it becomes a situation to where those that consume those products don't have them available in the state.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Megan Nelson.